This is not just a problem that's affecting people everywhere else. It's a problem right here in Pittsburgh. There are not enough police officers to replace those who are retiring, to replace those who have decided they've had enough and they quit. They've gone to a different department, perhaps. They've done something else. For instance, if you take a look at what's happening in California, Sheriff's Department there has just announced no daytime patrols anywhere in the county as of November 20th. And joining us right now to talk about this significant problem is the spokesperson for the National Police Association. Please welcome into the program Sergeant Betsy Branner-Smith, as she is here to talk to us about why this problem is not getting better. If anything, it's getting worse. Betsy, thank you so much for being on. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. And thanks so much for having me on to highlight this issue. You know, we are having such a problem nationwide in law enforcement, not just recruiting new people to the profession, but retaining those officers and deputies and troopers that are still on the job. And so now what we're seeing in California, it's kind of a rural county, but there's some fairly large towns, you know, Chino and Redding, where there's crime. No daytime patrol. You know what that says to every burglar in town?
Open for stealing, open for robbery. Yep, come on down, right? Yeah.
I think it's frightening. And, you know, think about this. When do kids go to school during the day? When are people in churches during the day? This is frightening, and it's a problem, and we got to get a handle on it.
29 years you spent in law enforcement, from being a dispatcher up to being a trainer and spending time in law enforcement now. Tell me how, or maybe why is a better question. Why are people wanting to get out now, whereas before they couldn't wait to serve?
Well, and you're absolutely right. Really, this started in 2014 with the war on cops in a post-Ferguson, if you will, era. And then, of course, after the death of George Floyd, we saw this extreme vilification of American law enforcement officers based on the actions of one guy, Derek Chauvin, who's serving time in prison. And we saw this push from everywhere, from politicians and education leaders and media and activists, saying American law enforcement is bad, we're racist, we're violent, we are the problem. And quite frankly, so for the last 2.5 years, cops are tired of it. We're tired of risking our lives and working our butts off for not the best pay, especially in the rural areas, and have no one appreciate us, and especially when they lie about us. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing that really frustrates police officers the most. Don't lie about me. If I do something wrong, nobody hates a bad cop more than a good cop. If we do something wrong, we're ready to pay for it, but don't punish us and lie about us for doing nothing but our job.
And I don't know you personally at all, but I think I can say that you're also not saying that, you know what, every cop is a good cop, because you're not. I mean, you're absolutely not saying. There are bad eggs in professional sports. There are in the clergy. There are in a choir at church on Sunday. I mean, there are some people that just don't do it the right way. And I know you're not saying that every cop is a great cop. However, with the situation of going through an election right now, you heard some people are running on notions of defunding the police. Are there more concerns now within the National Police Association and within the ranks of those in blue that it's going to be more difficult moving forward? Or do you feel like the way things sort of shook out, it might be better?
Well, the National Police Association believes that safety and security should not be a political issue. So we'll work with anybody. We're excited now that the election is finally over. You know, we're all exhausted from it. And so we're excited to work with whatever elected official in this country, regardless of party, wants to step up and say, I want to do something about crime. I want to do something to help keep my community safe. I want to do something to support my local law enforcement. So we're excited to usher in this new era, but we've got to take a look at not just what's happening in law enforcement, but when you look at criminal justice reform, very often there's prosecutors around this country who are not doing their jobs, and they take the good work of police officers and police detectives and they kind of toss it out the window. And we just can't make that. We can't have that happen. You know, just because we arrest somebody doesn't mean they ever face justice. So we've got to go back in the justice system and work as a team to make sure that people get a fair shake in the system. But we've also got to make sure that crime victims are treated with the proper deference and respect.
Sergeant Betsy Smith joining us, spokesperson for the National Police Association. Betsy, do you think the issue is more that people, cops, feel undervalued because the pay is oftentimes low? Or is it more that they don't feel respected as a member of our society for what they do?
You know, that's such a great question because I was a cop for 29 years. Nobody goes into this profession to get rich. Yeah. We all know that we're gonna be able to, you know, pay our mortgages and go on a vacation and things like that. But nobody's getting rich. We do this because we have this sense of mission, and that mission is I want to keep my community safe. I want to be a part of that. And I'll be honest with you, cops enjoy the adventure. You know, it's exciting to catch a bad guy and help a crime victim. There's just nothing more rewarding than that. But when we have spent the last couple of years being vilified and lied about by so many entities, that's where it becomes frustrating. Yeah. And if we don't get the support of our administrations, where they're so very often ready to throw us under the bus without a proper investigation, then that becomes frustrating. And cops, they do one of two things. They either retire if they can, or just leave the profession altogether, or they go someplace else and where they're more appreciated. And we're seeing that a lot. It's, you know, in your area, that's one of the things that's happening. People are leaving and going to Florida or Texas or another area, or they're getting out entirely.
Other places where they feel they're valued more than they might be here. Yeah, Betsy, thank you very, very much for coming on and shedding some light on it. Thanks for the 29 years that you gave and the fact that you also helped to teach another generation or two, maybe. Maybe you're not that old, but you understand what I'm saying, of cops to do things the right way. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Sergeant Betsy Brandhurst-Smith joining us here on KDKA. Again, she's a spokesperson for the National Police Association. 29 years she worked in law enforcement, including training officers and everything in between from dispatch to the very end. Great to have her on KDKA.